I want you to think about a time that you may have had fear. Maybe it is to pay a bill. Maybe it is to take care of some business that you are uncomfortable with. Maybe it was to tell a friend some bad news. Maybe it is to be honest about your weight, something that you have had fear about. Now say to yourself, there is no shame. This was their way of controlling, and we are stepping into our sovereignty. Our sovereignty allows us to hold our head up high and to speak our truth. Speaking to the dark side of ourselves, say, I may have had shame or fear or some other perceived dark emotion over things in life, but today I am transforming it and standing tall with it and being in my power over it. I claim my power within the darkness. There is no difference than my power in the light. They are equal, but different. There is no more resistance to those parts of ourselves that we have hidden. We ask this energy of this temple to bring balance to ourselves. If we have ever been part of those initiation ceremonies, that we balance out this aspect and create equality and respect for ourselves. It is done. Now, as we move slightly to the right, on the other side of this trench in this temple, where the god of light, Horus, exists, we know that when the sun shines brightly for too long, it creates a desert, a wasteland. So we choose the light proactively to mix with the dark and integrate them in a way that is comfortable and pleasing to ourselves. We allow as much light as we want to come in, and we allow the darkness to work with it and bring it into a sense of self-awareness and true sovereignty again. Not superiority, but true sovereignty. This leads us to a third place, a point high in the temple wall where we are anchored to our divine self. And we can see that the light and the dark gave us more experiences than we could have had any other way. And we are happy about that. It is good. As we work with this energy today, we ask that the full integration of ideal sovereignty for each of us permeates our four lower bodies, permeates our intellect, our emotions, our consciousness, which allows us to grow our own love for ourselves, which expands our capacity to grow our love for one another. And it is so. Amen.